This is WLRN News. I'm Nadej Green. The city of Miami cleared the way for a $1 billion development project in Little Haiti last week. The Magic City Innovation District is poised to transform 18 acres into luxury condos, hotels, entertainment, and retail. All around Little Haiti, small Haitian-owned businesses have been moving out as rent prices climb. I talked to a husband and wife team wondering if they can keep their businesses in Little Haiti as everything around them changes.
I have guanabana and maracuya.
What's maracuya?
Maracuya is passion fruit.
Sheila Sanin-Jules greets a group of women who walk over to his setup in the Caribbean marketplace in Little Haiti.
Sure, do you want to taste one of the fruit juices?
It's a Thursday, and although it's called a marketplace, Sanin-Jules is just one of two vendors here. It gets busier on Saturdays. He sells a little bit of everything in this small space he runs with his wife. It's about 10 feet by 5 feet.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
That is incredible.
Fresh juice on a corner table. African print skirts hang from hooks. Leather sandals and art made in Haiti line the floor. In another corner, he has a small collection of vintage sequins dresses.
That's what I do most of the day. Welcome our visitors, whether they are from here in Miami, like she was, or foreigners.
Sanin-Jules and his wife can see their old storefront from the marketplace. They used to rent an entire storefront in Little Haiti.
We had the Little Haiti Thrift and Gift Store. It was around for 7 years.
The store was about 2,500 square feet with a small outdoor area where people used to hang out. 3 years ago, the Miami New Times named it the best thrift shop in Miami.
We had a lot of Haitian art, African art. We had a lot of drums, vintage clothing. We had a special night where on third Fridays, we had lambi boucané. I don't know if you know what that is, but it's a grilled conch.
They paid $2,500 a month. Then, 2 years ago, their landlord nearly doubled the rent.
And she said that her rent was going to be $4,800 to renew the contract. There's no way we could afford $4,800 for a thrift store, you know?
The Sanin-Jules packed up their store and put everything in storage. Every week, they take out a small sampling to sell at the Caribbean marketplace. The space is cheap. They pay $200 a month. But they don't do anywhere near the business they did at their old store.
If it was my spot, I can do more. Here, I can do anything. I feel like I'm in a cage.
This has become a common story in Little Haiti, where Haitian-owned businesses are finding themselves priced out of the commercial strips. Some close down. Others move out of the neighborhood to parts of unincorporated North Dade and the city of North Miami. Right next to the marketplace is the site of the $1 billion Magic City Innovation District. The 18-acre project will change the landscape of Little Haiti. Other big development projects are happening all around Little Haiti, too.
I don't see the light for us and Little Haiti. Little Haiti sold out. Haitians don't have anything.
People like Mimi Sanin-Jules have had businesses here for years, long before it became the next up-and-coming area. And they're asking if there's any room left for them. The developers have said they want to work with the local Haitian business community. Magic City did not respond to requests for an interview. Mimi says she'd love to reopen her thrift store and dreams of her own vegetarian Haitian restaurant.
And the way Magic City is going to build, I don't know. I would like to have a spot there because I love Little Haiti. Little Haiti, it's me. I'm Haitian.
Mimi says if she and her husband are not able to make their business work long term in Little Haiti, the couple is considering a move to Atlanta. I'm Nadej Green in Miami.